everyone, welcome to Rejoice in Truth episode 6. So today we're going to be talking about the topic of friendships, which was actually requested by Haley Henning, one of my friends, and she was going through a little, you know, friend conflict, and she's like, can you do an episode on friendships? I was like, heck yes. It's a very valuable topic. So to start us off, I have two verses and then some personal stories, which now that I reflect on it, God has moved so much in the sense of, like, my friendships and the people I surround myself with. So, first verse is Proverbs chapter 17, verse 17. It says, a friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for a time of adversity. A friend loves at all times. Okay, next verse is Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24. One who has unreliable friends soon comes to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Wow, these are kind of relatable, especially the 1824, one who has unreliable friends soon comes to ruin, but there's a friend who sticks closer than a brother. So when I first read these two verses, I definitely thought it was like referring to Jesus, but I believe this is Solomon giving instructions to his son. I could be wrong, but I was definitely like, oh yeah, this is definitely talking about Jesus. And yeah, that's how I would like put it. But now that I think about it, if we're putting it in the friendship sense, wow, words of wisdom. So, I'm going to kind of go into a personal story and then I'm going to kind of show how these verses apply. And this is, I'm not going to name any names, but I share this story with like a church with my youth group, and now that I think about it, I'm like, wow, wow, God, that's incredible. Anyways, so, it all started off one night in, I want to say November. Yeah, probably November or October. Yeah, no, November, sorry. November or December. Anyways, we had a youth event at church. Well, we call them motion, so we had a motion event, and I brought some of my friends there, and it was just like Audi, which I did an episode on, which you should totally go listen to because it was incredible. It's a little chaotic, but it was really amazing. And it was Audi and Faith Ann. Anyway, she was the one who told me to start my Instagram. Very beautiful people. Anyways, they were sharing their, like, testimony on stage and things like that, and, you know, the whole time, the Holy Spirit was telling me, these aren't your friends, I have better ones. And it wasn't talking about, like, Audie and Faith Ann, it was talking about the ones I brought. And, the whole time, the Holy Spirit was like, these aren't your friends, I have better ones. And I was like, what is this, God? Like, what do you mean you have better ones? Like, these are my only friends. Like, what are you gonna do? Like, I was, like, so, like, offended by the Holy Spirit. And that was definitely my flesh. And now that I think about it, I'm like, who am I to question God? Like, who am I to question his direction for my life? Which is, like, way better than my own. But so let me get into the spicy part. So at the end of, like, the whole little, like, testimony sharing and stuff, they were just, like, praying for people, and I was, like, sitting outside talking to one of my friends that I brought, and Faith Ann, she was, like, coming up to me, she's like, hey, can I pray for you? And I've never opened up to anyone, and that's when I've never cried more in my entire life, and I just, like, told her everything, and it was so, like, incredible to see how God definitely interfered that night, but in the most, like, beautiful way, because I found myself being at a different level, like, not, like, thinking of myself, like, highly than them, but I was definitely at a different level spiritually, and just in general, than the friends I was, like, hanging out with. I'm not saying that I was, like, not bringing them to Jesus, because I was trying my best, too. I was trying my best to bring them to church and, like, do Bible studies together and things like that, but just, it was like I didn't want to seek the world. Like, I was trying to love the sinner, but when I was, like, with them, when I was hanging out with them, I was definitely loving the sin, and I was just seeking the world above God, and it felt disgusting, honestly, because I would, like, get home and I was like, God, I don't know. And after the Holy Spirit was just, like, ministering to me that night, a week after, they were just drifting away, not only from God, but from me. And I was like, what is this? I just felt so lonely, in a place of loneliness. Sorry, this went like all over the place, but okay, to break it down. So I was at church one night at a youth event or motion. Audie and Faith Ann were sharing their testimonies. After that, through them sharing their testimonies, the Holy Spirit was telling me, these aren't your friends, I have better ones. And it was talking about the friends that I brought that night. And after the whole testimony sharing, Faith Ann asked to pray for me. And I was just talking to her about the friendship and, like, everything that's just happened to me. And I just, you know, my brokenness. And a week after that whole event, I saw those friends that I brought. They were drifting from God and they were drifting from me. And I was in a huge place of loneliness. And I started praying. I was like, okay, God, if these aren't the friends, I just pray that you would send Christian ones, you know, faithful people. And I'm pretty sure for about like eight months, I prayed that same thing over and over again, morning and night. And throughout the day, I was like, God, there has to be a community. Like, I would go to church, but I wouldn't feel involved, you know? I would go to church, but I didn't feel, like, I was kind of angry. Like, I don't know why. I didn't feel, like, welcome. And it was just, like, definitely my flesh just, like, destroying what God had for me. But I would definitely think God distanced me from people for a very long time so he can work on me and then put me back out there, if that makes sense. Does that make sense? But that's definitely just how it went. It was a good 8 to 9 month period of just plain loneliness and crying every night because I didn't have that community that I thought I was supposed to have. It's definitely necessary for followers of Jesus or Christians to have like a faith-filled community of people, like friend group. And then summer came, and I definitely feel like God answered that prayer. Like, I started serving at church. I started getting more involved and, like, talking to people because I was also isolating myself because I was afraid that I wouldn't, you know, be accepted for who I am or whatever. But I love where God has put me now, and I definitely see why the Holy Spirit was telling me, because if I were to still hang out with those friends that the Holy Spirit was telling me that those were my friends, if I were to not listen to and trust what he had, I would have definitely come to ruin. I would have definitely come to such a bad place. And I'm so glad that God took, like, that friendship. He just took me out of that, because it was definitely toxic for me. And I don't know about the other people, but yeah. I still try, I don't talk to those people as I did before, but, you know, I still try to be there and, like, pray for them and things like that. But it was just really draining, honestly, and God answered my prayer where I am, and I love my, like, youth group friends. I love them so much, and, oh my goodness, they're beautiful. Sorry, I'm like, oh, I don't know, but I love where God is put me, and it's just beautiful, because I found my faith community, and I know this is where God has placed me. And, okay, the question you might have is, like, how do I know? You know, I've been praying for, like, years, I haven't, like, felt this, or whatever. Okay, never lose hope, okay? Through that whole time of loneliness, I knew that God was going to give me those friends. And you have to know that, I think there's a verse in Hebrews, oh my goodness, I feel like there's spurring one. Okay, let me go find it. But there's this verse in Hebrews that kind of reminds me of this. It's in, give me a second, I'm like flipping through my Bible. Okay, so Hebrews, let us consider how he's being. Okay, so Hebrews chapter 10 verse 24, let us consider how we may spur one another towards love and good deeds. So this is not only like talking about people in general, but I definitely think this is how this verse has kind of like, whenever I think of faith-filled friends, I always think of this. You know, it's important to have community and never lose hope if you're still praying for those people, if you're still praying for those bonds, those friendships, those people that love Jesus, that love God, that are truly seeking him. Never stop praying, because let me tell you, they're out there. Maybe they're not in your church, but they are out there, and there's people who are praying for the same thing. You know what kept me going throughout that whole time? I was like, I'm probably, what if I'm someone's answered prayer? Or what if, what if God is using me to answer someone's prayer or something like that? Like, you could be the answer to someone's prayer, that God can use you for that. And I'm just so glad, like, how God has moved. Sorry, I'm about to cry. It's been hard opening up to God, especially, and like, I've been having a hard time just seeing what he's already done. So I think definitely making this episode has like just brought me back to a place of reflection, because we have to, though we might be going through it, we have to reflect on what God has already done, because he has given us more than we need. He has provided, he has just shown us more than we need already. And oh my goodness. Okay, sorry. It's getting too deep. Anyways. Okay. So, let's just get a little more, like, Q&A. I'm just gonna ask myself questions. I'm gonna ask myself questions, and I'm gonna answer them. Yes. Oh, it's kind of sad. I feel like this episode was good to do with someone else. It's okay. I don't really have anyone to do it with right now. I don't think anyone was available, but, you know, it's good to just... Maybe I'll remake this with someone else. But anyways, let's just do a Q&A. Okay, let's say your best friend, like, let's say since you guys were, like, super little, your best friend kind of trash-talked about you, or you just feel like you're in a little conflict with them, like, and you're like, well, I can't let go of them because they've been my best friend forever. And, yeah, well... You see, sacrifices are something that we have to make when following Jesus. If you realize and notice that that specific thing is pulling you away from God, cut it out from your life. You know, I'm currently, I think God is just showing me that I have to sacrifice some things if I really want him to pour into me. If I really want more of Jesus, I have to let go of more of my sin. I have to let go of more of my desires and what I want and my will. Like, those things are constantly what we need to be surrendering to God, and ask for the Holy Spirit to, like, minister to you, or, like, give you wisdom and guidance, and be like, God, is this from you? God, is this friendship from you? Is this something that you want me to pursue? That kind of rhymed. But yes, you have to, like, ask yourself those questions, because that's what ends up becoming important. Because that friendship, you see that it isn't building you up, you see that it's not bringing you closer to God, then I'm sorry, but you have to cut it out. I had a best friend when I used to live in Illinois. Like, we used to be friends since, like, third grade, and again, we were just at a whole different level. Like, I tried my best to show God, to bring that person to God, but I just found myself also, like, nothing's working, or, like, this person just doesn't want to hear it. Though I'm still praying for them, I know the Holy Spirit will convict them. Still, it was just, like, this isn't going anywhere. And once you realize that nothing's, like, going anywhere in the sense of, like, you're not getting poured into, or you're just pouring into them constantly, but you're getting nothing in return, just drift from that. And a lot of times, if you're finding yourself in a place of loneliness, like I talked about before, God is going to, like, bring you into a place of isolation to work on yourself. Not only, like, work on yourself, like, you know, to bring you to him. And to refine you. I love that word. There's a song called Refiner by Maverick City. It's so good, because it's like God chisels away our little bad parts, our little, like, toxic parts of our old self, and he works on us. So that way, when we get put back out there to make, like, friends and things like that, or, like, friendships and bonds, relationships, it's that we can... people would see Christ through us. Like, we would find ourselves to be more of, like, a joyful person, you know, a better person. You know, I would say no one's good, because honestly only God is good, Jesus too, but a better version of yourself, to look to be more Christ-like. Does that make sense? Hopefully. But yes, I'm definitely praying for you. I don't know who you are, but I'm praying for you that God will surround you with faith-filled people. And awkwardness is definitely something that I've struggled with a lot. I'm very awkward because I would say I'm introverted. Is that the word? I don't really know how to use those, introverted, extroverted, but I'm kind of like shy till I get comfortable with that person. And I think that's kind of how we all are, that we kind of like, you know, but I just have a lot of awkwardness. I'm praying to God. I'm like, okay, I can't be awkward if I'm like talking about you, if I'm like, you know, I shouldn't, because awkwardness also like shows a little weakness, like a sign of fear maybe. But yeah, God would just put you out there with like boldness too. Because we all need each other. Like, there's going to be someone that probably needs your energy, your personality, and your love for Jesus. Like, there's someone out there that needs that. And like I said, I encourage you to seek God above all else. And those things will come. But make sure your mind and your heart is just focused on Jesus. Focused on pursuing God. And, you know, focus on Him. Because if you want fulfillment from something, look at God, like, look to God, because God is the only one who will, like, eternally satisfy us and fulfill us, and there's not gonna be, like, you know, friendships, even though that's, like, such a beautiful thing, it's fulfillment, but if you're seeking God, you're gonna find fulfillment there. If you're seeking, make sure your faith and you personally are on a solid, firm foundation. So no matter what comes, there's a parable, I believe, that Jesus talks about in Luke, that no matter what comes, you won't be shaken because you are on a firm foundation of faith in Jesus Christ and in God the Father, or Yahweh and Yeshua. And yes. So yeah, okay, that's all I wanted to talk about. You know, don't lose hope. Pray about it and trust God. Surrender your will. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 through 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him, and He will make your path straight. I hope you guys have a blessed day, night, wherever you are. Wherever you're watching. Anyways, go read your Bible, pray. Oh my goodness, I have been struggling with that. I ask that you guys would pray for this podcast to grow, and it would reach the people that it needs to reach, and that God would use me more, as I'm praying the same for y'all. And yes, I love you guys so very much. Don't forget to check out the other episodes, because the ones I do with people are incredible. Anyways, yes, love you guys very much. Bye bye.